T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is National Pie Day.
I baked you a pie.
Oh boy, what flavor?
Pie.
Okay.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
It's about time.
It is a gorgeous Wednesday morning.
This is going to be fun.
Fun?
Can he be any more fun? I ask, but the answer is clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
We've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is.
Young lady, bring me one pie.
What'd you say? You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Welcome to National Pie Day. Pie as in apple pie, pumpkin pie, cherry pie, key lime pie.
Mm.
Not the pizza pie.
No, not the pizza pie or
the pie.
The 3.14, which is always March 14th.
I'm sure that Tim is going to have some hard-hitting pie news and foodstuffs.
Pie news. That's the spinoff of foodstuffs, right?
Yeah. Right, Tim? Hey, Tim. Got some pie stuff over there?
Tim.
Hey.
Tim.
Wake up. Did he text us, Kevin?
No, but now here he comes.
We were just talking to you. You're so quiet over there.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot on my mind. I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
Well played.
That's nice of you guys.
Tim, it's pie day.
Yeah, I know.
And we got, that's what I said. You got lots of hard-hitting pie news today.
Exactly. Yeah. Just sorting through it. Betting some personal stuff. But yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Do you want to talk about it?
Pie day?
No, what's going on? You got a lot
not
on your
yet.
Mind?
I think we'll save that more for the 7 o'clock hour.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's appointment listening.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued, but not, because I feel like he's going to wait. Because 7 o'clock, he's like, what can I come up with to talk about at 7?
Well, I think at that point, you just talk about the 9 o'clock hour.
Why don't we? I'm not ready to share it with you guys.
Yeah, why don't we see if I feel like talking
okay.
about it.
Okay, you just let us know, okay?
I feel like I'm close to kind of some breakthroughs. And
a lot of food stuff. I mean, yeah. All the prep today.
Oh, tell me about
lots
it.
Lots of food stories. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you're going to have all of those. You also have things you didn't know.
Yeah.
And you said one thing to me yesterday, and I found it fascinating.
Yeah. I have another one that I also find fascinating. So it's going to be a good one today.
I read one today that I thought was fascinating.
Oh, really? Do you want to share it during that segment?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, no, I can give it to you.
Oh, okay.
You can take all credit. I would like to send you stuff that I find fascinating.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I heard a fascinating story about Kevin this morning and an uncle.
Oh, yeah.
His nickname, because he drank too much, was Cork.
Kevin's or this uncle?
This uncle.
This uncle.
Okay.
And, but everybody said Cork. Because they had the St. Louis accent. Yeah. So for years, he thought his name was Uncle Cork.
Right. When you're a kid, you don't
just
know,
hear
right.
exactly
and you
what
don't
it is.
Know what it is to be an alcoholic.
Uncle. But you can't not call him Uncle Cork.
No. Uncle Cork.
Cork.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
That's awesome.
That's so my mother. You remember the story I told you about my sister was looking for a photographer for her... My first niece, mm-hmm. Charlie, mm-hmm. you know, they get all the pictures,
mm-hmm.
the first child. So she was looking for a photographer, and my mom kept talking about somebody that used to be at, let's say Cedar Leaf mm-hmm. Photography.
Okay.
And his name is Garden something. So my sister called all these places trying to find a garden, whatever his name was. And finally she gets to somebody, and they're like, are you talking about Gordon Johnson?
His last name Ridge?
No, it wasn't.
Let's check.
But, I mean, see, that's how hard my mom's, you know, St. Louis accent is.
That's great.
Uh-huh. Garden.
Garden.
There's no garden photographer. Gordon, yes.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have some fun today. The commute end, a little nasty, a little dicey. I'm a little worried about problems on the road this morning.
Yeah, it's wet out there.
Yeah, it's been raining for how many hours now? Lots of hours. Mm-hmm. Forecast, patchy areas of fog this morning, cloudy, windy, morning drizzle, light rain. Maybe, if the temperatures drop low enough, a wintry mix they're talking about.
Yeah, I depends on the forecast. Everything I've kind of seen seems like we're going to get through at least the morning rush hour okay temperature-wise. We'll see.
It says that the temps are going to drop through the 30s this morning and into the mid-20s by late in the day.
Yeah, it's going to drop fast, it says.
Yeah. It has been doing that out west, Kansas City, Columbia. That's already started.
Mm. Okay, so, and then tomorrow, chance for flurries, high of 28. Friday, snow in the forecast. Saturday, Sunday, same deal. Right now,
43.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Lots of winners in the $12,000 a day giveaway. Jacksonville, Illinois, O'Fallon, Illinois, Belleville, Illinois, Troy Moe. Come on, Missouri, step up. Illinois may have worse drivers, but you aren't a very good winner. did you see the driving thing?
No.
They ranked all the states with the worst drivers.
Yeah.
And Illinois number 2. Shot up from number 10.
Ooh.
Missouri, I didn't see on the top 10, but Missouri, it's noted, lowest gas prices.
Uh-oh. Isn't that great? Right?
And so we're saying number 2, that's second worst drivers?
Yes.
Mm, okay.
Wow. I know. Yeah, those gas prices, I mean, we're lucky.
I know. And you know, guess what? I always run out of gas at home.
On that side? Yeah.
Yes. I am a terrible planner.
Don't wait till you run out.
I know, but I'm that person.
Yeah.
I like to risk it.
Yeah.
I like to watch it drop from mile to mile.
It just costs you money.
I know. So, yes, Illinois. Let's step it up, Illinois. Yeah. I know they're talking about Chicago because Chicago traffic is the worst.
It's
but
not great.
It's still not. It's not a good look.
No.
So we started the show.
And that country crock thing, I feel like.
I know. It's hurting us.
Most popular condiment in Illinois,
there's
guys.
So many arrows being shot at us right now.
I know.
It's just.
You guys will come through. You always do.
Yeah. We'll find a good story. I'll peruse and see if I can find something that makes us look good. But we started the show talking about names and what you thought a name was because the way somebody pronounced it. Tara called and she said, I think she was living in Kentucky at the time. She was working somewhere and this woman came in and she was yelling at her kid. She's like, Wheel, get back here. She thought his name was Wheel. She's like, Wheel, what kind of terrible mother names their child Wheel? His name was Will. Wheel.
Wheel. We had a kid at the kids show, and I didn't know if her name was Denny or Danny, so I just kept saying it like in short bursts.
You got so Denny.
Yes, exactly.
I've done that.
That's exactly what I did. Because I was going to say Denny's like the diner, but that might be embarrassing to be like, Denny's like the...
The diner?
Yeah, like a...
Are you proud of that name?
Moons over Miami, so, and I couldn't figure, I just, yeah.
So you never found out?
No, but like, we introduced the kids for these shows,
yeah.
So I was like, please welcome Denny! That's literally what I did. I wasn't
Or sometimes you resort to stuff like, it's the D-Man!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Senator.
That's always a good one.
Come on up. We have your code word. I was mentioning all those winners from Illinois because your first code word for the $12,000 a day giveaway, 710. You're going to need it this morning getting through the nasty commute because it looks like rain throughout the morning. Hopefully it's getting a little better out there as far as rain coming down, Lance. Have you noticed it heavier than normal this early?
I wouldn't say on my drive in, I wouldn't say it was particularly heavy rain. I don't think it's gotten much heavier, but it's been raining for a while. I mean, I guess you mentioned earlier what time did it start? I think it was kind of
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the intern, fresh off his 20th anniversary. Mm. Tim Convey, fresh off his fabulous shows at the Funny Bone this weekend. And Lance.
I'm just here.
Uh-huh. Well, you're
fresh, though.
You don't need anything else, right. Lance.
Really?
You're Lance Hildebrand. Okay, Jed will be here in a little bit, too. With your first schmig, talk about Oscars. I'm sure there's a bunch of little factoids since everybody crunched all the numbers yesterday. But yeah, the Oscars last night or yesterday were announced. Sorry about talking about rain, rain, rain. If you're out on Highway DD south of Winghaven, big, fluffy, heavy snowflakes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it's still 44 where we are.
I know. That's according to Helen, who's on the way in. She said now she's, I think she was on possibly 44, and she said now it's rain. But when she got in her car.
Yeah.
Snow.
Mike called from Mo Fallon and said it was coming down hard.
Yeah.
Did you get any texts? Had
several
snow
texts.
Or rain? Mike.
Snow.
Snow, yeah. Oh, sorry, okay. Snow, yeah.
And then several
he specifically
texts.
Wanted you to know, Lance.
Saying the same thing. Snowing in O'Fallon.
Oh, boy.
I know. Where'd that come from? Mm-hmm. That ain't in the forecast. Well, they kind of cover themselves.
Yes, they did.
The CYA forecast.
Yeah, and then there was that story about how the government shutdown is affecting the weather. Accuracy yeah. of weather forecast, mm-hmm. too.
Not when it comes yeah. to old Perk.
No.
Jim Perkovic. Right. Didn't know to get him on the phone because it didn't seem like it was going to be much of anything.
Right.
Speaking of gross weather and sickness. Sickness always happens in the winter. We're all, like, you know, just incubating during yeah, this time yeah. of year.
And my sister just had her second baby a couple months ago, and it's so different. Will, the first one, was born in April, so the weather was so nice, and then Charlie yeah. right at the time where, so it's just
cold and flu season.
Everybody's got something. It's just such a completely different, you know, how much she's keeping him away from people, and he'll catch
and when
a
they're little,
it
just goes to everyone. Yep.
Exactly, and it's just it's crazy how what a big difference that makes, a baby born in, you know, October versus
right?
April.
Yeah. But it is a good time to hibernate.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is. It's that time you don't want to leave the house, and nobody's mad at you for not.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And speaking, if you want to pick these up, you know, it's all about their immune systems because they're not developed yet, mm-hmm. which is why they get sick so much. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know.
I know a lot of science.
Tell me more.
I thought because maybe they weren't real good at washing their hands.
Science.
That's part of it too, Lance.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying to get them, you know, you can go over and teach them a class because you're the professional hand yeah. washer.
Get under those nails.
So this is a story.
Listen up, babies.
Doctors hope that this is a joke. Because they actually asked some doctors. There's a company, it's called, it's a terrible name because I don't know how to pronounce it by looking at it. V-A-E-V.
V-A-E-V.
V-A-E-V?
Uh-huh.
Vave?
I guess. Let's get something that is, we know how to say it.
Yeah. Right.
They just started selling tissues. We've never been a tissue person in my, like, I didn't grow up with a mom that was a tissue person.
Right.
I think you either are a tissue person or you're the roll of toilet paper
right.
family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We were classy roll of toilet paper yeah. family. And maybe we did have tissues, but it just wasn't anything that I recall.
Right.
Well, they just started selling tissues, and these tissues are already infested with germs. Like someone else is, this is going to make Lance crazy. Me just talking about the story. Uh-oh. Somebody has already sneezed into these tissues.
What?
Then the company packages them up in a box and sells them to you for $80 for a box of used tissues.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because they claim that using these tissues is going to help build your immune system to get you ready for flu season. Or if you decide you're going to intentionally give yourself the flu to get it out of the way, who does that?
No.
You don't
way.
Even get the flu every year.
Right.
Maybe you got a report coming up at work and you don't have it done.
Well, then lie. I've got the flu.
Doesn't this seem like it shouldn't be legal? Like the
And maybe make yeah. friends with a doctor that can write you a note.
Yeah. Right.
I know a guy. It seems illegal.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't even imagine somebody buying this,
yeah.
but they interviewed some doctors, and one of the doctors said it's potentially hazardous if it does work, and I don't think that it does, but I really hope this product is fake and that this is all just a stunt.
I can see Gwyneth Paltrow getting on board for something like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She probably is into that. Isn't there something with urine now? Women drinking urine?
Oh, come on, Courtney.
Breakfast time.
I'm serious.
I don't need that.
It's some health thing.
I don't.
It's because we're suckers.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to do it.
Ugh, you have to pay extra for Gwyneth's
sneeze. I don't know if she, I don't think she's endorsing this or anything.
I was going to say, I thought that was going to be our new birthday bet.
No.
Oh.
But let me tell you this. We're suckers for so many things. You know what I whipped up this morning and put it in the refrigerator? Because I read on Facebook somebody made this and said it's delicious. Ground flaxseed, chia seeds, and almond milk. And then you put a little sweetener in it. It's supposed to taste like cream of wheat.
Oh, yeah. You're all excited. You're telling
me
about
that yesterday.
I'm excited,
but I'm saying I'm like, I'm a sucker.
Oh, right.
I'm like, ooh, yeah, ground flaxseed. That sounds normal.
Are you going to get Vave tissues?
No, I'm not. Unless I hear that they really do. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Here's Lance with another look at what's turning out to be a crazy weather commute.
Yeah, interesting rush hour so far.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin put a bunch of fun stuff up online at Y98.com. You can also see the 20th anniversary video of Kevin the Intern.
Yes, and thank you to everybody who commented and said very nice things. I mean, it's been a heck of 20 years, and I hope they continue that.
You're
it's been a lot of fun.
You're doing it for the kids, right?
Yeah, just commenting it was 20 years. He just goes right back to Kevin.
Exactly. There's no...
You can't make this stuff up,
right.
People.
Yeah.
This is who he is.
Courtney and I were talking off the air about my daughter, who is deaf and has cochlear implants, got these T-mics.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the picture this morning that Sarah posted.
They're really cool because they kind of allow her to hear better, and it lets the ear work more like a natural ear. It puts the hearing or the microphone...
All around?
Right near the ear canal. So okay. It kind of makes it work like it makes her hear clearer. And even she noticed that I pluralize words that I shouldn't and
pluralize
and say things incorrectly now. So I'm
she's
like,
she's calling you on your
I know.
Bad grammar.
Dad, right. What's fogs?
And degrees.
Yeah. She's like, these things help me hear about 10 degrees better.
Oh, man.
I know. You want the best for your daughter, but you're like, this is going to be, right. This is going to not turn out well for me. She's getting older and more mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jen will have your forecast and what's coming up in Schmig in just a minute, but I was talking about Kevin posting things at 198.com. There's a principal, and I guess he has done this before. He's in Nebraska. And he did a parody, I guess he does parodies, in his kitchen to call off school for a snow day.
Out on 42nd Street, weather there is less than the snow is drifting, winds are blowing, it's a real mess. Highway 1 is icy, county roads are dicey, we don't want anyone to get into distress. We know we have a...
I mean, it's long. It's the whole song.
What's the chorus?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to.
You have a snow day.
No.
When the weather clears, we'll have classes right on time.
Here, yeah.
Staff didn't want a snow day, but the snow keeps falling, so that's why we're calling.
Staff didn't want a snow day.
But the weather's saying, and home will be staying.
And then he sings the whole thing. Here's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
He starts talking
Listen,
about teachers
people
and everything.
Not in the business.
Mm-hmm. Keep it short.
Keep it short.
Keep it short and sweet.
Also, he chose the worst Billy Joel song of all time. Like, next time, give me Captain Jack or something.
What are you talking about?
It's a great song.
Scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Oh, that's
how I want to hear about the snow day.
It's adorable that he does this. You want a principal like this.
Yeah, you do.
But my favorite part of the video is the cat. He's in his kitchen and a cat jumps from the counter to on top of the refrigerator.
Yes.
And the cat just stares at him the whole time, like behind. He's looking at the back of his head.
That's awesome.
So watch it for the cat more than anything. All right, so Schmig, Jen, I know there's a bunch of Oscar breakdowns.
Yeah, we talked about the Oscar nominations in the 840 Schmig yesterday, but first superhero movie ever up for Best Picture. It's Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody. What happened?
Somebody started really early.
Practice is overrated.
All right. One, two, three.
Everybody.
Jordan shook her head.
You got one try with me. You know how I do it.
One take, Landrum.
She's not your monkey. You can't make her do it again. Oscar nominations. Okay, leading the pack with 10 nominations each. The Favourite and Roma, which gives Netflix its first ever Best Picture nomination.
But you didn't like it, and nor did other people that wrote in and said it was boring.
While everyone was watching Bird Box over Christmas vacation, I watched Roma and fell into a deep depression. It's black and white. It has subtitles. It's beautifully shot.
What did the woman say that texted in yesterday? The only reason I continued watching it?
to wonder if the dad was going to step in the dog poop.
I guess that's a side story.
Inside Roma joke. Yeah, the B plot. Right.
Listen, it's not uplifting, but I think it's an important story to be told. Like, Tim wanted a summary of the movie yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's based on Alfonso Cuarón, the director's life. His family was wealthy, and they had live-in staff, including this woman.
I know, right? We're spending too much time on it. I'm bored already.
No, it just doesn't.
It's this woman who basically takes care of him and is like family, you know, but then you realize, oh, wait, she's the hired help. Okay.
Did Nick see Roma?
Why? Because it's Roma?
He thought it was Roma.
I've told you.
Set in Mexico City.
He didn't like Sopranos. He's not that stereotypical. And he's probably, I told him about the Sopranos news too, and he wasn't interested.
Oh, what, that James Gandolfini's son's going to play young Tony Soprano?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
His son, Michael. It's for the sequel movie called The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's 19. He hasn't been acting very long, but
his last name is Gandolfini.
Yeah, right. Dutch, Jack. You're higher. Okay, also getting 8 nominations at the Oscars, Vice, the movie about Dick Cheney, and A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga also getting nominations for their acting roles.
I just want to take another look at you.
I'm going to make myself watch it between now and the Oscars.
Bradley Cooper did not get a nomination for directing.
It's crazy to me, all the Star is Born movies and all the Oscar nominations that the actors have gotten through the years.
But
I mean, why not remake
picture?
It if you want an Oscar nomination?
Right.
This is only the second time that it's been nominated for Best Picture, along with the original in 1937.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but a lot of the actors have been nominated, like the Barbara Streisand, the Judy Garland one.
Yes.
They've been nominated.
Yeah, they've gotten a bunch of Oscar nominations, but not Best Picture. Speaking of Best Picture, Black Panther got 7 nominations, the first superhero movie ever to be nominated in the category.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a great movie. It deserves to be nominated. But I think some of the, you know, I think Dark Knight should have been nominated. I think they've been neglecting some of these very well-made films for a long time, and I think this is good, and hopefully they can continue to be in that conversation.
Right.
I agree.
Wolverine was a great movie.
Black Klansman also got nominated, and the two films that won at the Golden Globes also up for Best Picture, Bohemian Rhapsody and Green Book. Where's Mary Poppins Returns, people?
Oh, yeah.
Also, I said Wolverine, I meant Logan. Wolverine should not have been nominated for an Oscar.
Logan should have.
some snubs. The Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, not nominated for Best Documentary.
Man, what? That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
It was a delight. Totally should have been nominated. Also not getting nominated, Crazy Rich Asians, Beautiful Boy, The Rider, and Eighth Grade, the Jonah Hill film. Glenn Close got her 7th nomination, Best Actress nod for The Wife. If she wins, it'll be her first Oscar.
She's never won?
She's never won. She has more nominations without a win than any other living actor or actress.
Who's her biggest competition, Lady Gaga?
No, I would say
the woman from Roma?
No, the woman from The Favorite, Olivia Colman, who plays Queen Anne. Lady Gaga got nominated too, but I wouldn't be surprised if Olivia Colman wins it.
She won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, but sometimes they give that to a Glenn Close.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
Even if it's not their best role out of all of them.
Like, it's about time ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, Sam Elliott got his first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in A Star Is Born.
Take another look at you.
That's not Sam Elliott. That's Bradley Cooper trying to sound like Sam Elliott. And when they asked him about it, he said, it's about bleeping time.
What was he going to be nominated before?
I don't know.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse?
Yeah, Roadhouse.
Oh, come on. Mask? I mean,
I know.
I mean, I love Sam Elliott, don't get me wrong, but what other big, heavy parts have you
had? I don't know. And Black Panther, of course, up for Best Picture. It made over $700 million at the box office, which is more than all the other seven Best Picture nominees combined.
Wow. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. Man.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, Roma, I think it was released in a theater or two before it came out on Netflix.
But it doesn't have any box office.
Right. No.
But some of those others were, I mean, Star is Born was still a pretty huge hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That's Entertainment Schmig. Wow. We'll talk more at 8:40. You can also listen in podcast form on our website, y98.com. Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's Wednesday, January 23rd, and with all the bad weather we've had, and it looks like there's more bad weather to come this weekend, don't forget about all the local businesses. You know, I think it's our duty this month to shop local, eat local. We should really try and do it as much as possible. But there are a lot of businesses that are really hurting. I mean, that first really bad storm, a lot of them closed on Friday. I remember we went out for my birthday that Saturday, and they called us like, we see you have a reservation. Are you still coming? I'm like, yeah, we're coming. But I think a lot of people, when we were at the restaurant, a lot of people canceled. Friday and Saturday, I mean, those are your nights if you're a restaurant.
Yeah, and one bad month can put you under if you're teetering at all, especially with the holidays. You know, a lot of people had parties at their home. And actually, the guy from Crown Candy, Andy, his name's not Crown Candy Andy, but it should be. He tweeted, please get out and eat local, shop local. There are lots of small businesses that have had have brutal weeks of sales.
Yeah.
So just, it's something to remember, because I know that I am the person that on the weekend, I'm like, what can I do to not leave my house? Because it's so cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, it's a good reminder.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm craving like a BLT. Yeah.
I know.
Been doing my part this last few days.
Okay. Tell us all the places you've hit, Lance.
Monday night, went to Frazier's down on Pestalozzi.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Sunday, had brunch at Juniper.
Oh, nice.
What'd we do Saturday? Must have done something.
Something that you don't cook a lot, do you?
No. No.
Good for the local restaurants.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what we did Saturday night.
Well, you'll come up with it.
Yeah.
And I think if, like Courtney, you're not going to leave your home and you're just going to binge watch, do things like Mad Men, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, This Is Us, support local actors.
Yeah, right.
When they're...
Definitely. Except for Kevin Kline movies, because it's just very affected.
Not cool.
Although A Fish Called Wanda is one of the best comedies of all time.
You're allowed to watch A Fish Called Wanda.
You're allowed to watch any Kevin Kline movie. He makes great movies.
Let's talk a little bit about Kevin, because this story, Kevin, eerily familiar. There is a guy in Madison, Wisconsin, who is in big trouble. On Sunday night, he was drinking, and then he realized his wife had damaged some of his action figures.
Oh, no.
Well, at least he thought she did.
Well, yeah, he's going to blame the wife, probably hates him.
Yeah, right. Kevin, if you don't know, at one point was the seventh most...
Sixth.
Sixth most collector of G.I. Joes.
In the world.
When I first came on the show, and for the first, I think, decade of me being on the show, I thought that was just a joke that they threw out. Yeah. Like, he was the sixth most collector of G.I. Joes.
Because we used to also say, thank you for making us the sixth best show in St. Louis.
Yeah. Right. So I thought it was funny number they threw out there, but it was true.
Documented in the James DeSimone Guide to G.I. Joe Collecting. Also, in Action Figure Digest, number 11.
Wow, Kevin.
How many have there been? 11?
Right. So Kevin is a huge, he's a huge collector, and he's kind of like Steve Carell in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Like, he has all these G.I. Joes still in the boxes, untouched.
Or on the shelves in a lawyer bookcase.
But you didn't have the Bionic Man's Boss, which
Oscar?
Is my... Yes, no. I would... Now, that to me is worth collecting. Oscar Goldman.
No, but it is... In lieu of better words, it is a sickness. It gets to a point where you become very obsessive.
It's like any addiction, I would think.
Yeah.
And don't touch them.
There's also something else we learned about Kevin that we'll get to in just a second. So this guy who thought his wife destroyed some of his action figures, he responded by grabbing an axe and trashing the family's TV, the TV stand, their laptop, and their car. He took the axe and chopped off both of the side mirrors, and eventually the axe got stuck in the windshield, and that's when his property damage ended.
Holy
but cops
cow.
Showed up and found the axe in the windshield. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage.
Wow.
Kev, what do you have in your trunk in case of an emergency?
I have an axe.
So what happened? Are they still together?
I have no clue.
Are you sure it was the wife? Because it could have been the mother. My mom used to make threats. But she'd go, you better straighten your act or I'm going to steal one of your figures. Or I'm going to move one of your figures and you'll never know. And, you know.
She'd threaten you
she'd
with threaten
messing
me with your
messing
action
with my action figures. Yeah,
I like it.
Put them in weird positions. You know, come on.
You know, Kev's so calm all the time, but then the one time he got angry and punched the phone and broke his hand.
Yeah. He holds it all in.
He's like Andy from The Office, who's like very mild-mannered, and then all of a sudden he puts his fist through a wall.
Yeah.
Or chops up your car with an axe.
I want to look this up and see if they are still together, see if they buried the hatchet.
Oh, that's why. Foodstuffs and your 12K a day code word coming up in 7 minutes on Y98.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best meal.
You look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah.
And if you think, that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Y98, the station giving you the 12K a day giveaway and your next code word for $1,000 coming up in just a few minutes.
Foodstuffs!
It's Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Locations in the Delmar Loop, one in Southampton, and coming soon to St. Charles. We're also on Instagram Live right now, at Courtney and Co. Y98. If you're not following us, you're crazy. Let's get to some foodstuffs. Guys, it's National Pie Day. Happy National Pie Day to everybody. It's an annual celebration of pies. Started in the mid-70s by this guy in Boulder, Colorado. He's a nuclear engineer. And he just declared his own birthday to be National Pie Day because he was really into pies. Since 1986, National Pie Day, sponsored by the American Pie Council, a company that we just don't talk about enough because they get nearly the recognition that they deserve. So shout out to the American Pie Council.
Yeah, I'm a pie fan. Like, I like pie better than cake. I don't love cake.
Oh, I...
I'm cake
You celebrate
life.
Both?
I'm an equal opportunity lover of pie and cake.
But I like, well, depending on the pie, a little ice cream on a warm
I also thought Pie Day was 314.
It's a different one.
That's not the
That's
food?
No, that is.
No, it's not. It's a different day. It's not the, I don't know.
Not National Pie Day?
It's a different
it
pie.
It celebrates...
Well, I know. It just celebrates, like, the number.
3.14, but they should both be on there because Pie Pizza celebrates National Pie Day on March 14th.
They don't want to interfere
steal
with
each
pizza and the fine dessert.
I think math and pizza and dessert should unite.
They want more credit, though, on those days.
Yeah. They want to really celebrate. There's deals for going on for pie in lots of places to get pie. Village Inn, which I didn't realize we only have one Village Inn in the area, and it's up in Alton, but they've got a...
I've never even heard of Village Inn.
Really? A place to go for breakfast?
It's like a different... It's kind of like IHOP, but...
They have a bazillion pies.
Yeah.
There used to be one in Des Moines that was right on the main road, and... You know, the Iowa caucus was always so huge, and all the candidates would go and eat pie at the Village Inn.
Okay.
Don't they have pancakes, too, at the Village Inn?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a breakfast place, like Denny's or
It's like an IHOP, but it's
I've never heard of it.
I remember
they used to have one in Florissant that had coconut pancake syrup.
Ooh,
awesome.
Ooh. Anyway, free slice of pie with any dine-in purchase there. And Salt and Smoke also has delicious pie.
Food
stuff.
Just two places?
The other places were like not really in Calendars, we don't have that anymore.
What's the place known for pies with
There was a Tippin's at one time, but that's gone.
Oh, I do remember.
The place that gives free pie out all the time. You know. Charlie's.
Charlie's.
No. That's O'Reilly's Auto Parts. But O'Charlie's always does something with pie.
Yeah.
They got some pies. Some pizza places are doing things too.
Okay.
And then Insomnia Cookies has a deal going on. But whatever. The point is
foodstuffs.
Shout out to the American Pie Council.
They're not bringing you anything.
They may.
The APC? They've got a St. Louis branch, don't they?
Auto Parts.
All right, how about this? These gender reveal parties, you know, you love them or hate them. I'm not crazy about them.
I'm not crazy about them.
It's an extra gift grab.
Yes.
Yeah, here's
don't
the
like it.
Here's the latest. How about this? Gender reveal lasagna.
Oh.
You know that Villa Italian Kitchen, however you want to say it. You can go there, slip them the thing, and they will cook you a lasagna where the cheese is either dyed pink or blue, which does not sound appetizing.
No, it doesn't work. I know you're trying to get in on the extra money.
Yeah.
But
it just looks like your food's
spoiled. It's gross.
Maybe
works
not.
Works with cakes.
Not there.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Also, it costs $140.
What?
What? For what?
Wow.
You get a whole, like, meal. You get a whole, like, it feeds 12 people. You get rolls and salad. Those are normal color.
That still sounds pricey.
And then you got the lasagna.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's all right.
It's a new thing that's going on.
And, like, you wouldn't be able to kind of see. Don't you think it would be?
It would bleed through the nails.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask Nick. He's an expert.
He knows the lasagna.
He's kind of a purist. He wouldn't. Yeah. He wouldn't care.
He would never do that. Never do that. You guys are joke thieves. You can't just hop on something that somebody else created.
Good bit is a good bit. No, we declared it that day. We were taking it from
Jen's getting in on it too, though. Think of your own material.
That is not. Come on. That is not joke thievery at all. That bit is.
That bit is
fair game for everybody.
It's not.
If you're at home driving in your car and you want to make fun of Nick just to yourself, I say you do it.
I'm not making fun of Nick. I love Nick.
Talk about the old country. No, I like Nick too, but a good bit is a good bit.
Come up with your own material.
Oh,
it's embarrassing for you guys.
We're coming up with plenty of our own material.
Not really.
The guy had a good bit. He
jumped
goes with
on
it.
Somebody else's joke.
Oh, come on.
It's weak.
Everybody says radio's Tim Convey. Are you stealing from me?
No.
No.
What are you talking
about? That's my point. It's a good bit.
What's the next food story you have? I feel uncomfortable.
You should.
You're going to love this next food story. So last week at Foodstuffs, we talked about a woman who was got in trouble for cruising around a Walmart parking lot on an electric scooter, and she was drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Yes.
Right? Not the best.
It's one of my favorite stories of the past few weeks.
It's pretty solid, and not the best publicity for Pringles, you know what I mean, to be associated with that type of situation. This one, not much better. Also down in Florida. A lady of the night down in Florida.
Lady of the night.
Cut a deal with a guy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one's in Texas. That one was in Florida.
Yeah, Florida's like, we have enough.
Right.
A lady of the night made a deal with a guy, again, in a parking lot, to provide services, if you will, for $5 and a can of Pringles.
Okay. Oh, that's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably was just the little snack pack of Pringles.
Oh, you can't give the snack pack. I'm sorry. I think it's assumed that you get the full can.
Yeah, right.
Full services equals full can.
Yeah, not the little tiny can.
I don't even care if it's full services. If you're servicing it all, you get a full can.
Well, he wasn't happy with his services, and he wasn't happy with her services. And asked for the money back.
$5?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did not. The Pringles.
He was okay. He was like, okay, this is worth the Pringles, but I want my $5 back.
Pringles, lots of press.
Wow.
He ended up shooting her.
What?
Yeah. That's how out of control this got. She's going to be okay. The cops are hunting for the guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so Pringles not
$5,
not a lot of,
dude.
Not a lot of good looks for Pringles
right
this week.
Well, I mean, did this guy really have the best sense in the first place?
But let's be honest. I mean, that story last week about Pringles wasn't a great story, but then it made us hungry for Pringles.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
We Jen got brought them in. Yeah, yeah. The seed is planted.
Yeah, maybe they know what they're doing.
I wonder if it was someone from Procter & Gamble driving around the Walmart parking lot with wine in a Pringles can.
Have you tried this?
Yeah.
It's like their undercover marketing. And I totally was suckered into it.
It's an interesting technique. That has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
I need some cash.
All right, let's do it. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is breeze, as in summer breeze. Makes you $1,000 richer. Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Rules at Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. We're getting a little sleet in the city.
It does not look good.
Mm-mm. Rain, wintry mix,
that's
snow,
Nick
wherever
crying
you are.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, reporting live from downtown St. Louis. And your first watch weather with Kevin the intern out on the street. Kevin,
that's right, Courtney.
It looks like it totally stopped or slowed down.
Oh my gosh, it totally did. You know, I think the worst part is somebody took the press hat. So I'm out here.
Someone took your press hat?
Yeah.
I think we threw it away.
Well, I'm out here across our studio street here at 1220 Olive, right here at near Soldiers Memorial, out in the little park area. It's cold, it's windy, and you're right, snow has kind of leveled off and stopped. As I was walking, the wind kind of changed it up a little bit. It was sleet for a while, then snow, and now it's kind of not doing much.
This is exciting. Okay, what is the consistency of the snow? Is it, because nothing is sticking to the ground right now, but are there conditions to maybe make this icy on the roads?
I don't know. Looking where I'm at, it doesn't look like it's sticking or creating any type of hazardous road conditions, you know, here on the sidewalk.
Why don't you do a sprint down the road and see if it's slick or not?
I don't run.
Come on, Kevin. We're videoing you. We can see you.
I know. Through the studio windows.
Just run.
You got to watch those headphones.
Yeah, you're getting feedback.
I'm not that strong of a runner.
All right, come on, Kevin. 3, 2, 1, run.
All right, I'll run on over this way here. By the way, I'm running in Auburn, which are not your typical running shoes, but I'm doing a pretty good job, I think.
So you're not no slipping?
Not snow slipping at all.
Okay, keep going.
Courtney, keep going until you get to some highway. Kevin, is there any thunder snow? Can you hear any thunder in the distance?
No thunder, a little bit of wind.
Try some jumping jacks now.
I'm not jumping jack and doing the weather, but I do want to clarify.
I'm not jumping and jacking and doing the weather.
The gloves I'm wearing are Isotoners. They are for men, contrary to what my wife keeps telling you. They are women's gloves.
Such love between you two.
Oh, God.
Yes, I know. Well,
do you do an interview on the street with some of these guys in the park?
We don't know.
No, don't. Safety first, Kevin.
Yeah, right.
Run again. Yeah. All right, Kevin. Why don't you wrap it up?
We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite. 'Cause I told you once, now I told you twice. We gon' light it up like it's dynamite.
Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the intern back from outside reporting. By the way, I'm just going to say this. When I woke up this morning and looked at my phone, our no budget meteorologist Jim Perkovic called this. He said temperatures really? Would be falling and that it was raining now, and there had been about an inch of rain at the airport, but there would be a mix of rain and snow today.
Well,
and he said it's dropped like over 10 degrees in the last 2 hours.
You can feel that outside, but it's bizarre because the snow here in front of our building at 1220 Olive has mysteriously stopped. It's not going on right now. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
It's right when you went outside, Kevin.
Yeah.
Weird. Actually, the temperature has plunged 15 degrees in only 2 hours, from 47 to 32. I know.
And you know, you said that Jim called it earlier today.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on from the weather. Lance will keep an eye on the roads, but I want to talk to you guys about the Marie Kondo, phenomenon.
Tidying up.
So a lot of people, especially because they've been stuck in their homes,
Watched a lot of Marie Kondo.
And I've seen a lot of posts about it on Facebook, people getting rid of things, organizing their lives. But I want to talk to people that got rid of something that their significant other doesn't know about.
Mm. Ooh.
Something that it's been bothering you for years, and you just threw it all out.
I've done it before where, because in our relationship, Ryan is definitely the hoarder. I mean,
yeah, that's Nick in our relationship too.
He holds on to everything for too long. He has a giant box of comic books that are actually worth less than he paid for 20 years ago. And he's like, nope, I'm gonna sell these.
Yeah, I'm not a very good investor.
No. I'm going to sell these. And I looked them all up online and I'm like, Ryan, these are worth so little that comic book places won't even buy them from you because they're not worth anything. You might as well just say, like, does anybody's kid want these? I'll give you the whole box for $5.
Yeah.
But he can't do that.
Have you ever gotten rid of something, though, that without his knowledge?
Yes.
And he was very upset?
I've hid things from him.
To see what his reaction would be?
I've hid some of his items of clothing for like more than 6 months or a year. And he's never once asked, hey, have you seen what happened to my... And then I pulled him out and I was like, see, you never asked for this in a year.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I think it's time to let it go. Like old t-shirts and just junk. Oh my God, he has so much junk.
Does he still have a huge collection of Simpsons merch?
Yes, he's going to sell that too, and it's not worth anything.
What? What type of stuff?
Well, like one time he bought one Simpsons thing, so then every single person he knew bought him Simpsons stuff whenever he saw it, so he just acquired all this...
Like apparel?
Garbage.
Or figurines?
No, like... All sorts of nonsense. No clothing.
Oh, all just
boxes and boxes of Simpsons stuff.
So you can't get rid of that.
I think I'm just gonna say, like, we're donating this. I think he's finally to that point. He watched a couple Marie Kondos.
Oh, it got him in the spirit.
Yes.
Wow. All right, so share with us something that you got rid of that the other doesn't know about yet. You can text us or call us at 314-531-9898. If you want to be anonymous, we totally get it. That's why texting is great. But if you want to reveal your voice on the air, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Give us a call and we'll share your stories in just a little bit. Right now, we're at the heart of the rush hour and Lance Hildebrand with the late. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Your code word, by the way, for the 12K a day giveaway. You still have a couple of minutes to enter it. Text BREEZE, BREEZE, to 72881.
All right, we've got a variety of texts of people that gave away stuff.
Yeah.
And did anyone notice? I don't know, but everybody's tidying up their lives, their homes, their clutter. But something that was driving you crazy, you got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one happened 22 years ago. This person got rid of all the concert t-shirts of her husband.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and didn't realize it was a big deal until later.
I'm still mad.
Never heard the end of it.
I'm still mad I did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wasn't strong when moving from place to place and all my failed relationships. I just wish I had that Go-Go's t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That first concert t-shirts.
Yeah.
So many. Well, here's the thing. We didn't We didn't have social media back then, and you didn't see that people made them into blankets. I totally would have made a concert t-shirt blankets.
Cool. Yeah. I bet you have all of yours, don't you?
I have all of them.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What's your prized concert tee?
Concert t-shirt? That's a great question.
You know, yeah, you can buy them online now, but...
They're not the same.
They're not as cool if you weren't there.
I have one from Lollapalooza in 1994 when it was like a traveling thing. It's unwearable. There's so many holes in it, but it's...
It's your prized concert tee.
Pretty awesome.
You know what's sad to me? I do not have one concert tee, but you know what I do have? Two Fosse t-shirts.
Bob Fosse? Yes. Wow. Yes. Are those from gifts from your mom?
No, I went to see Fosse.
Oh, okay.
The show at the Fox, and I, for some reason I have two of them.
That's really weird.
It's sad to me, but I also don't want to throw them away now. It just says Fosse, and it may have some jazz hands on the back. I am not positive.
Yeah, specific concert t-shirts. Somebody's Led Zeppelin black concert t-shirt was thrown away by his wife.
Wait, I have a question. That first concert tee person, are they still married? Do you have any information?
No, it just says they she's never heard the end of it.
Oh, I bet.
They're still married.
This is a different text from a different person. She threw out her husband's Led Zeppelin black concert t-shirt a year after they were married because I didn't like him wearing black.
Oh, no.
It was over 30 years before she confessed to her son.
She's like... You know, well, you'll get another one next time they come around.
Right. Well, Target sells Led Zeppelin t-shirts now.
It's
not the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and this person threw away a pair of their husband's Converse tennis shoes. The soles were coming apart. He actually dug them out of the trash twice. So she's tried to throw them away several times.
That sounds like Ryan.
Yeah, and finally...
Does he have lawn cutting shoes?
Yeah. But I've thrown things away, and he's taken them out of the trash.
Yeah. Mm. So what did she do? She put them in the neighbor's trash can, and he's never seen them again.
Oh, man. So sad.
It's not. Sometimes you just have to do that.
Continue to text or call us at 314-531-9898. We do want to go to John, though, before we break. Hey, John, what did you get rid of?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey. John. Hi, John.
Oh, hey, we had a storage locker for a while, and the storage locker went to auction. And my wife had told me we move storage lockers, so when we moved storage lockers, my sons and I were moving it. She said there was some stuff in there that she wanted. But honestly, we never found anything that I thought was hers and just kind of forgot about it.
So you left it behind?
So when it went to auction, huh?
So you left it behind?
Well, when it went to auction, everything went to the auction, so I don't know what it was she was looking for. She wouldn't tell me. She just told me that there was something in the storage locker that she wanted. She stuck. And anyway, that's how it went down.
Mm. So you never found out? So there's really not an
answer. I'm sorry, it's kind of noisy right behind me.
I wonder if there really was anything in there that she wanted, or she's just holding it over his head.
Yeah.
Because really, if you wanted something that badly, you would go to the storage locker and find it yourself, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I lost a bunch of stuff from that locker, too. But whatever she lost, I don't know what it was, and she'll never know what it was, probably.
All right, John. Great story.
Thanks for calling, John.
I like it.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
198, your 12K a day code word coming in just a couple of minutes. We are talking about Marie Kondoing your partner's life. Without them knowing about it. Marie Kondo has a new show on Netflix. It's called Tidying Up. It's based on her book, The Japanese Art of Tidying Up. And you're supposed to get rid of things, even if they, you know, still have the tags on them. You've never worn them. You've never used them. You're supposed to hold them in your hand and say, thank you for your service. And just put them in the pile to be donated. John called and he talked about this storage locker where his wife said she had valuable things in there. And then we kept waiting for the end of the story.
And it ended up getting auctioned off. But there was no end of, like, what was in there. I thought we were going to have a big reveal.
I'm not sure there was a middle of that story either.
I have some possible... Let's do a little choose-your-own-adventure John's...
Right. John's storage locker. There's something important in the storage locker story.
Yes. His wife said, there's something really valuable that I need from there. And it turned out It was an old engagement ring from her ex-boyfriend. And John never knew that she was previously engaged.
Oh. Eh.
John's wife needed something from the locker, but it ended up getting sold off at auction. But it was so valuable that when the person purchased the storage locker, they tracked John and his wife down so she could have the things that really meant something to her.
Oh, because it was like...
really, I mean...
millions of dollars.
Yes.
Mm.
He had the storage locker and he saw these boxes of cereal in the back and he thought, who needs boxes of cereal? But it turned out that was her bank account and she stored hundreds of dollars in cash in the boxes of cereal.
John, that's crazy.
Okay, two more.
Count chocolate.
No, not two more. One more. We have calls to get to.
I think three or four, Jen. What have you got?
There were all these envelopes and he thought, ugh, who needs that? But it turned out that that's where his wife kept all of her gift cards to Dr. Video.
Is there going to be a body ever in any of this?
Yeah, there needs to be a body.
Okay. No, I just had the reply she received from the Rob Lowe fan club.
Now, that's valuable, Jen.
I know. That's why I wrote it.
That's number one.
Right.
I did write to Rob Lowe as a child. I never mailed it, which is why I never got a response. All right, let's go to the calls.
Yes.
Tell us what you condoed.
Well, my husband has a thing with socks. So we just got married this year and, you know, we moved in together and I just realized he has all these socks with holes. They're all the same socks. He only does one pair. But, like, he has these black socks and they're, like, really bad, like heel holes and toe holes. So I was like, oh, I'll be a good new wife. I'll go get him some new socks. And I threw the old ones out.
But they were all the same kind of socks.
They're like Nike black sports socks.
Okay, yes. I know. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good sock.
Yeah, I guess so. So I threw them away and I got him new ones. And the next day he still had old ratty socks on. I'm like, where did you get those? And he said that he got them from the trash.
Yep.
And long story short, the only way he would keep them there in the trash is that I put a bunch of, like, you know, cucumber shavings and that kind of thing on top of them. So they were, like, really bratty and gross.
Oh, my God. What is, wow. Why not? Holes in a sock,
yeah.
Make me crazy.
Right. Throw it away.
Yeah. And they were, I made sure I got them the exact same ones because I know he has a thing.
Yeah,
but
it's not like you changed his sock.
And no, it's not I like tried. They were... It's not like they were these collectible socks that you couldn't get anymore. They're like
that
generic
had pizza on them,
right,
or something.
Right, yep. You got them the exact same ones. No,
the exact same ones.
Now
I'm
you
thorough.
All understand what I'm living with every day.
So, yep.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Thank you. Have
Bye.
A good one.
All right, Sherry, what did you get? Was it something you got rid of?
It was something my grandma got rid of on my grandpa, and
uh-oh.
He didn't know she did it.
Okay, tell us.
She was cleaning out the garage and going through supplies at work one day, and she paid somebody to come haul away a bunch of junk. Well, in the junk that she paid to get rid of were two Tiffany oil lamps that were my grandpa's mother's.
Oh, no.
Oh, you see a lot of Tiffany on old antique roadshow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were worth a lot of money, and of course, we never saw them again because the guys got paid to take Tiffany oil lamps.
Yeah, so. And that's how these people get these items.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I bought it at a garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
Or I found
yeah.
it here.
Man.
Yeah, she had no clue. She was like, I just thought they were old oil lamps that didn't work. And my grandpa was like, they were Tiffany lamps. They were worth so much money. So, yeah.
Damn.
That was what she got rid of.
Does she say, are your grandparents still with us?
Well, no, they both have passed, but they stayed married. They were married for 50-something years when they passed away. But we always brought it up to her. She never lived it down. We kind of ran her about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those would be yours now.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. We have a lot of family members, so I would be lower in line, but somebody would have passed them by now for sure.
Oh,
man.
Thank you for sharing, Sherry.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
I need some cash.
Here we go. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is rubber. Text rubber, R-U-B-B-E-R, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time, so don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For all the rules, visit Y98.com. Here's the deal. One randomly selected nationwide entry will win $1,000. So text rubber, R-U-B-B-E-R, to 72881 and win $1,000.
Your Y98 forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home. We've lost about 15 degrees since early this morning, and the temperatures will continue to drop into the mid-20s by late today. But let's think warm thoughts. KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman just sent out this tweet. 1 month from today, we'll have a Cardinals game on KMOX. Cards Marlins in Jupiter, Florida. Make you
we'll
feel better?
Yeah, no, because we'll still be here.
Oh, all right. Here's Lance.
Let's start. In the Westplex, new accident. This one's going to be on the right shoulder of 70 eastbound near 94. Northbound
198 with the 12K a day code word. It is rubber for this hour. R-U-B-B-E-R. Text rubber to 72881 by 8:59 for your chance at $1,000.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Radio's Tim Convy. I'm going to share some exciting facts, and people will have different levels of enthusiasm for them. Here's something you didn't know. Family Feud does all of its surveys by telephone and asks each person about 30 to 40 questions.
That's why the answers are so weird. Who really is going to do a survey by telephone
There's
anymore?
Always like really two answers in every board that nobody would answer.
Right. Yeah.
And they're filthy.
Mm. I would be so pumped though if Steve Harvey called me and started asking me questions.
Yeah, I'm sure he's the one doing it.
Yeah. I think it's him.
It's part of it.
Also, if they called you and said, this is Family Feud and we're doing a survey right now, would you like to answer questions? Aren't you going to think it's a phony
you're gonna
phone
be
call?
Suspect.
Yes, true. And you're going to be saying ridiculous answers on purpose.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then watching Family Feud and seeing if you're a crazy answer.
I'm that person.
Yeah, that was me.
First name is Deez. Last name, Nuts.
Here's something.
That's like an answer on Family Feud.
Yeah, right.
Let's be honest.
Here's something you didn't know. This is crazy. It's easy to think they existed in different times, but if Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were alive today, they'd be the same age as Barbara Walters.
What?
That's crazy. Whoa.
Because all three of them, it feels like totally different
And they're all different
times.
Eras. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Same
wow.
age. They'd all
Except
be turning.
Barbara Streisand, or not Barbara Streisand, Barbara
That's
Walters.
Right.
Crazy.
They'd all be turning 90 this year. Isn't
That's
that nuts?
Weird.
Barbara Walters is turning 90?
Yeah, in September.
Wow.
I know. And the same age
and
as the
she
other
was
two.
Just working up until, what, 2-3 years
yeah,
ago?
Doing her most fascinating people.
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know. The tradition of late night talk shows starting at here 10:35 p.m. Goes back to the early 90s when the networks wanted 5 extra minutes for the news to cover the Gulf War.
What happened?
What?
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And then it never went back? Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy, too.
I'm killing it so far, huh, guys?
I just love how things started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was only then that it started the 35.
Right. Here's something you didn't know. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to play Indiana Jones, but Selleck was already committed to Magnum P.I.
I can't even imagine.
Sorry, I brought my CPAP to work today.
Here's something you didn't know. Only one president has ever died from cancer.
The odds?
1800s?
He doesn't know what.
Yeah, yes.
Was you it, ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Kevin, it, I'm going to take a shot. James K. Polk.
No.
Kevin, do you know?
It was throat cancer.
Kevin's our presidential expert.
Oh, Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Ulysses Grant.
Got it.
Wow.
The only one.
What are
That's
the
crazy.
Odds of that?
Isn't that crazy?
It's
yes.
really weird because the odds of you being diagnosed with cancer in your lifetime, 1 in 3 people. So the fact that only one president
weird.
Has...
Yep.
Carter had it, obviously, and survived the... You know, he's a survivor, so they've gotten it. But only one has
cancer.
Died of cancer.
Okay, all right. That's less impressive.
I can't.
I'm still pretty amazed.
I can't
by that.
Change
it's
the
pretty,
fact.
It's so. Pretty great.
Thank you, Courtney. Here's something you didn't know: female senators weren't allowed to wear pants on the Senate floor until 1993.
What?
Oh my!
93.
That is
huzzah. Bad.
Here's something you didn't know:
they had to be corduroys,
right?
Great success.
Here's something you didn't know: the original plan for the TV show 24 was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding.
What?
Yeah.
That man, that thing got
sure did.
Changed.
Yeah, right. Kiefer came in. He's like, no.
We're going to put a perimeter around this.
Set up a perimeter.
Get out of the
That's
funny.
That's good.
Here's something you know. This might be my pick of the week. If you can't brush your teeth after meals, try eating some cheese. The calcium in cheese neutralizes mouth acids that dissolve tooth enamel, so it protects teeth in a way that's similar to brushing.
Well, I should have the best teeth ever.
Dagnabbit! Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Got that one from John Tesh, guys.
Did you?
Yep.
Intelligence for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
Here's something you didn't know. In the entire Lord of the Rings movie trilogy, all three movies, there are no scenes where two women speak to each other.
I don't have an idea about them, so
again,
I don't care.
Much like not being able to wear pants, this is not news to us, Tim.
It is news.
Right, Courtney?
Yeah, I don't. That one didn't do it for me, but that's okay. It's been good.
Okay, thank you, Courtney. I appreciate it. Disneyland in California has only been closed 3 times in history. Anybody want to take some guesses?
After 9/11.
Yes.
Earthquake.
Yes, in Northridge. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Wildfires.
Nope.
Oh, Walt Disney's death.
Nope.
That's a good.
Somebody
guess.
Else's
oh,
death.
That's a good one.
The voice of John F. Kennedy.
Yep. Got it. God, a president guy over here. What's his name? Oh, Kevin.
Kevin, the president
for
guy.
You. Treat yourself.
Here's something you know. I Love Lucy was originally sponsored by Philip Morris, so the opening credits for the first season featured cartoon versions of Lucy and Ricky climbing on a giant pack of cigarettes.
Wow.
Wow. Does any video of that exist?
Yes, it does.
Oh, cool.
And finally, I don't like that one. I like this one. Sorry, here's something you didn't know. The name Tyrannosaurus Rex is a mix of Greek and Latin that translates into Tyrant Lizard King.
With tiny arms.
Just Tyrant Lizard King. That's things you didn't know.
Animal stuff. Really fascinated by the animals.
Follow Courtney and Company on Facebook and Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
We talked Oscars yesterday at this time, and you already know the most nominated. How about this? Women snagged a record 27.5% of this year's Oscar nominations. That's an all-time high.
Wonder Woman broke down barriers and...
No, it's not Wonder Woman. Roma.
Broke the barriers.
Roma.
Patty Jenkins.
Tied the record of 10 nominations held by Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon from 2000 for the most nominations received by a foreign language film. No slow clap for that? Okay.
I did love Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
So much action.
This is the sixth.
Just the look of it.
It was a whole new thing. You were just like, you've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sixth Oscar ceremony without a host. The last one was in 1988 when Rain Man won for Best Picture.
Why in 88? What happened in 88 for no host? Maybe is there a story? Or they just decided?
Maybe they're just trying it?
Somebody's doing something coming up that I think will be a really good host. I can't remember who. Oh, Megan Mullally.
You're like the Y98 Morning Show. Yeah.
For the SAG Awards?
She did the SAG Awards, yeah.
Yeah. There's a petition to replay the NFC Championship game.
All right, we need to get over this.
Yeah.
And that the guy that owns a bunch of dealerships in New Orleans bought a bunch of billboards in Atlanta.
I saw that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Disappointed by the NFL? Welcome to our world, New Orleans Saints.
I don't want to get into
Patriots.
I don't want to get into sports here because I do want to talk about it because we didn't mention Adam Long from St. Louis winning the PGA Tour over the weekend.
Yeah.
But am I the only one bothered by how NFL games end their overtime? I don't like it.
Yeah, Ryan said he's always had an issue with it. It's basically whoever wins the coin toss
most
wins
of the
game.
If they score a touchdown.
If they score a touchdown.
But still.
And still.
You should be able to play the whole entire overtime.
I don't like it.
It should be like college.
It's real lackluster ending.
And you hear an argument that they don't want the games to go too long. And I think the argument to that is, well, then just make it different in the playoffs. People don't want to be different in the playoffs.
It's bad.
In hockey, the rules in the playoffs are different for overtime. Mm-hmm. And you could do that. I agree.
I don't like it.
It's silly.
It's a bummer of an ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. This is making news, but I feel like we've talked about it in Schmig before. Kirby Jenner and his Instagram page.
Tim's, one of the best.
It's not a big fan.
You got to follow him on Instagram. It's so funny.
So
he's a fictional Jenner sibling that doesn't exist. He's Kendall's fictional twin.
Yes.
And it's this guy that spends a lot of money inserting himself into photos and videos that the Jenner Kardashians post, and they're all hilarious.
And they like him.
Yes,
don't they
follow it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, so he's at 1 million followers, and maybe because he just hit 1 million followers, a lot of people are noticing him again, but you need to follow him. I follow him on Instagram.
Me too.
Do you, Courtney?
I don't think so.
You should.
I just noticed I follow a fictional character named Dwight Schrute, though, and they're trying to get Dwight Schrute eating an egg to be the most liked picture on Instagram. I did my part.
Yeah. Follow us, too, at Courtney and Co. 198. I'm working on an edit of Kevin's weather report from out in the snow, so that'll be up soon.
Oh, good. When I made him run.
Yeah.
I follow Taylor Swift on Instagram, and yesterday people freaked when she posted a picture from the set of Cats with the caption, "Meow." It's in front of her trailer where she is, how do you pronounce it? Bombalurina?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's her character. So everybody's freaking.
Surprised I don't have a Cats t-shirt at home.
Yeah.
I have Bossy, but not Cats.
The Masked Singer is on again tonight. Rabbit, Alien, Raven, Bee, and Poodle perform. Which means, spoiler alert, Donny Osmond is the peacock.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying.
That was last week's returning.
Okay.
And we also think maybe the monster is Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting that you mentioned Wayne Brady because he just picked up another gig. He has a role on The Bold and the Beautiful. What, along with the Fiji Water Girl?
Right, yeah.
Man, The Bold and the Beautiful is just...
They're really trying to get some bub.
Big budget casting.
Don't forget Joe Lando from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh, is that where
he is? He's got a recurring role now. Right.
But listen, when he took this role on The Bold and the Beautiful, someone criticized him, and he said, having three jobs is better than one.
Right.
So what?
So Price is Right.
Price is Right, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Masked Singer.
Let's Make a Deal.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Right.
Does he do Whose Line Is It Anyway still? Is that still a show?
Yeah. He's in some commercials, too.
A proud moment for me. I was in Indiana over the weekend. We went to the Children's Museum, and they had this whole pop art display going on where they show all these old things like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys lunchboxes. You know, all this, like, kitschy memorabilia. And then there was a guitar. And my son said, whose guitar is that? And I said, oh, that's Garth Brooks. And he said, who's he?
Yeah.
Patted myself on the back with that one. But Garth's new album is called Fun because he had such a blast recording it. And it'll be out this spring.
There's nothing better than, if you've ever seen it, Garth Brooks' first video on Facebook. He posted this video when he first came on Facebook. And he's like, you know, I fought this social media thing for a while, but people told me it was like having a conversation with your fans. And I like that. So let's just continue the conversation. And he's staring at the camera, and it is the weirdest, most out-of-touch thing.
Like, we didn't know what Facebook was.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things on the internet.
All right, we'll do celebrity birthdays in just a minute. But first, Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic. It'll be
It'll be alright.
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show's birthday game. We'll give you a celebrity. You guess how old he is. We'll see who comes the closest. Yesterday, we had every single person on the show. Tim, Kevin, Courtney, Lance, all get one right on the nose. Okay, but first, let's do on this date. Two big TV shows debuted on this day.
This is like after Super Bowl. Maybe not.
There have been some Super Bowl anniversaries this week. Okay. So, yes, that's a possibility. 42 years ago today in 1977, the TV miniseries
Roots.
Yes.
I remember it so well.
Began airing on ABC and became the most watched TV program in history.
And then it became miniseries time because they're like, we need to capitalize on this. And we had, Rich Man, Poor Man,
the Thornbirds.
North and South.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm. And 36 years ago today, Face, B.A. Baracus. The A-Team debuted on NBC.
And Murdoch. My favorite as a kid.
It wasn't. Never watched that show.
Loved it. Couldn't get enough.
What year was it?
1983.
And I loved it. And the movie was such a disappointment.
Oh yeah, with Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper.
Yep. Well, Bradley Cooper. He said enough right there.
John Hamm's in that.
In the A-Team?
In the A-Team movie.
Is he?
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Who is he? Easy.
He's like an agent at the end.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they thought they were going to make sequels.
Right.
And they just didn't.
Speaking of 80s shows, how old is the original MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson?
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to say he's 66.
The first number in my head was 67.
68.
Is he that old? I'm going to go a little low and say he's 65.
Kevin, you're the closest. He was 69.
Wow.
It's my other favorite show as a kid.
You know what we were talking about the other day? I saw somebody was turning 70. Like Sammy Hagar. Let's say it was Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was that him?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's weird that he's only 5 years younger than my mom. But like my mom was never listening to rock. That kind of music.
Yes. I think he's older than that.
Hagar is, I think... He might be around 71, but Steve Perry turned 70 the other day.
Steve Perry.
Okay. Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris, just said that he dated Elizabeth Berkley from the show. But who is his real-life girlfriend on the show? Yep, Kelly Kapowski, played by...
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. How old is she?
I'm going to say she's got to be around the same age, like 47.
48.
I'll say 46.
49.
Wow.
She's 45, isn't she?
She's 45. She's she's not happy.
Shows growing up.
She's like sitting on the Breakfast at Tiffany's set saying, because now she's,
cooking with
cook.
She has a show called Breakfast at
Tiffany's. Breakfast at Tiffany's, and all her celebrity friends come over and they make meals, and she has a cookbook and everything.
I'm all about it. I got to start tuning in. Love her.
Okay, he became a hero in 2009 with the emergency landing on the Hudson, and Tom Hanks played him in the movie in 2016. How old is Chelsea Sully Sullenberger?
I have no idea.
Is it Chelsea or Chesley?
Oh, Chesley. I just know him as Sully.
Yeah,
I think that's... Chelsea.
Chesley's about the same.
That was what, 10 years? That happened 10 years ago?
You said 70?
Uh-huh. I'm going to say he's 77.
How old did you say, Kev?
I said 72.
70.
68.
68.
Oh,
wow.
How
about that?
Wow.
Yeah. And how old is Olivia Benson? Not Taylor Swift's cat, Olivia Benson. The real Olivia Benson. Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU.
I'm going to say she's 52.
51.
53.
I think she's older, but I'm going to take the layup and say 54, but I think she's past that.
Is she?
She is a lot older than that. She's 55. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on January 23rd.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the...
It's raining, baby, it's raining, baby, come in.
Y98, today's best music and the Courtney and Company morning show at 9:38. If you missed your code word earlier this hour for the 12K a day giveaway, it is Oak. Text Oak, O-A-K, to 72881 by 9:59.
All right, yesterday I apologized to the Long family because I watched Sunday the PGA Desert Classic, and Adam Long was in the final grouping with Phil Mickelson and Adam Hadwin. I believe that's his first name. Anyway, everybody's talking about Phil. Yeah, that's the main storyline. Well, Adam Long from St. Louis, Francis Howell grad, 31, went to Duke, and then he's kind of just meandered from mini tours, but never had a huge win in any of them. I think he might have won on the Hooters tour, possibly, with a small payout. But I think in like the 8 years he's been playing, he played maybe in a couple PGA Tour events. I know the Safeway Classic. He didn't make the cut for one of them. So anyway, this guy plays and is in the final grouping for Sunday for the Desert Classic. He ends up winning and collects more than $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. Where did he go to school here?
Francis Howell.
Wow.
And in all those years he's been playing on the mini tours, I think his total earnings were like $800,000.
So he made more in this one tournament than he has in the last 7 years.
But it means everything to him. He won, the camera went to him, and all he said was, holy crap. He looked like he was out of body.
Yes.
Wow.
Shocked. Didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a great moment.
Yeah.
To Phil, 1.6 million is nothing.
Yeah, right.
It's like, all right, well, that'll buy some fuel for my private jet.
Yeah.
To this guy, it means he gets to play in the Masters.
Yes.
He gets to play in the Players. He gets his card.
Yeah.
So now he has a schedule. You know, before,
what does that mean that you get a card?
You get your tour card.
Oh, okay.
Because you go to all the major things. You don't have to like qualify.
Yeah. So before, he was trying to get into a lot of these tournaments or hope for an exemption or whatever it may be. I don't know all the ins and outs of everything.
He'll never have to play the Hooters tournament again.
He could.
I'm kidding. Of course you're going to play the Hooters tournament.
Well, I don't think the Hooters tournament exists anymore. I think it's called something else. Web.com. Tour now, I think it's called.
It'll always be the Hooters tournament.
I know, well, it's close to your heart.
But it wasn't even the Hooters tournament when you first got into golf this summer at the PGA Championship.
I know. That's when he started loving golf after that.
That was a lot of fun.
But how about that being in our backyard? He didn't play
That's
really a great storyline. But how cool.
That's awesome.
It's cool to have a young, up-and-coming golfer from St. Louis that we can cheer for.
Right. And coached by a bunch of great people from around here that a lot of people in the golf business know very well. I don't, because I'm not in the golf business.
You sound like you could be, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so cool, though. And I think it's a way better storyline. It's good for the tour.
And now we got somebody to tune into in all these major tournaments,
too. Yes, Adam Long.
And he said that, you know, he said his game had been coming together, and it all just worked out on
That's
that
so
Sunday.
Cool.
I know. So be looking for Adam Long and all the big tour events. It's very exciting. Also in sports, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Did you see
that? Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Never before has anyone been voted in with 100% unanimously.
It really is. Well, come on. I mean, look how long he played for the Yankees and how solid he was.
Yeah, but you want to talk about people contributing to the game. I mean, the other ones that were even close, Ken Griffey Jr., Nolan Ryan, who wasn't unanimous, you know,
who
said wasn't voting for them. It's pretty crazy to think
the
about.
The first person that
first
got
person
all
to
the
get
votes.
100%.
Cal Ripken Jr., even, people are like, you know what, let's make him wait a year.
Right?
That is a little crazy.
425 ballots. Closest was Ken Griffey Jr., like you said. Mm-hmm. He had 437 votes out of 440. That was the closest.
Man.
And not making it in, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Larry Walker. They all got more than 50%, but
and
didn't make
Clemens
make it in.
And Bonds, obviously, it's the steroid stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Keeping them out. And it'll be interesting to see
if
they
Schilling, too, right? Didn't Schilling admit to some of that? I might be making stuff
All I remember is, was that the one with the bloody socks?
Exactly, yeah. And he's pretty outspoken. He gets in a lot of trouble
for
a lot of his social media.
Tweets a lot.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But it's interesting. And only a few closers in there, like dominant closers. And so he was one of the, you know, there was Trevor Hoffman and
was the other one. Well, Lee Smith just got in, obviously, from the Cardinals. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's a big deal.
Man.
And that's good.
And Mark McGwire, is he even on the ballot anymore, or did he...
Has it already been enough years? I don't know.
If you go so many years without getting a certain percentage of the vote,
you're off the ballot.
You're done for life. He's approaching that, if he's not already.
Yeah, I don't... He wasn't on the thing, so he may... Because those other two guys that we mentioned, Bonds and Clemens. Roger Clemens, both played later than him.
Yeah,
so maybe I don't know for sure. And Lance is gone.
And then finally, I want to mention, I know you guys are not rooting for the Los Angeles Rams, but their cheerleaders are going to be hitting the field for the Super Bowl. And last year, two male cheerleaders became the first male cheerleaders in the NFL with the Rams. So they will now become the first male cheerleaders to perform at the Super Bowl.
Cool. Still rooting for the Patriots.
My boy Tom Brady is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.